Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
As we've talked about all show long, today's the first show. We've been live on YouTube. Obviously, we've had clips up there. Ken and Anthony have been live for, I want to say, about 6 weeks now, but this is our first show live. And Jake Murren has been keeping tabs on comments and the chat. Maybe the super chat.
Yeah, because, you know, the super chat, or really just comments and chats in general, they can be sometimes really, really funny and creative. Other times it can just be downright mean, too. Yeah. So, like, we want all of it. We want to take in all of it.
Well, I don't know. Bonjour Bob made a joke about my triple chin, and I was like, all right, it's
Bonjour
a Monday.
Bob did that?
Yeah, I know. Well, no, it's, by the way, he correctly surmises that I don't care when people talk about my heavy setness. It's kind of hard not to, by the way, because look at me. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be self-aware.
That's the opening, though, that you give people, though. When you make jokes about it yourself, then people then want to just go for it.
But I was like, in fairness, it's more of a quadruple chin right now. All right? I had a 40th birthday party a couple weeks ago. It was that cake. It was triple until that cake. And
I was going to, in my mind, I was like, I'll say something really nice and be like, no, that just looks like two chins. But then when it came out, I was like, that didn't seem nice.
No, Nick, what are you saying?
That's very nice.
At tops, it's 2.5 chins. Jake, I know Jake's been manning. Jake, I have no idea if you have a microphone in front of you. You ready to talk, bud?
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah, I
that
also
sounds
will.
Like a no. That one feels like he's not ready to talk.
I thought we drew up what we're going to do in this segment.
No, we did. No, here's where we made a mistake, though, okay? We drew it up. We told him when it was going to happen, and then we didn't remind him after like 15 minutes or so.
So it's like a goldfish?
Yes.
Are you like a goldfish? Is that what I understand?
We have to assume that no one can remember anything for longer than 10 minutes.
I did think it was 640, not 540, so I guess that's on me.
But that's when we do in case we missed it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to do it right before in case we missed it, and then...
Oh, you think you're pretty important, don't you?
I think the YouTube commenters are pretty important.
Well, that's why you do it at 540. This is prime time here. All right, so just give us a couple real quick here, and then we're going to take some calls.
Yeah, so I liked our first comment of the day from Mike here. He said, we get to see more Nick Wilson and JP. What sounds like a victory Monday to me? Welcome to YouTube, boys.
Oh, that's very nice. All right. That was not people talking about my triple or quadruple chin. I like that.
That was a win.
That was the first YouTube comment in the Afternoon Drive era.
The YouTubers, for people new to the chat, super duper chat, just letting you know, we really like when people say nice things about us. Yeah. We're a little different than most people.
Yeah.
Most people don't care about that.
Really obscure about
these two guys really into being complimented.
By the way, I did check with the boss. None of the super chat money is going to go to us, by the way. If you do the super chats, that's nice. It's going to Odyssey. We appreciate that, I guess. But like, it's not breaking. There's no bread being broken off.
Not now. Or maybe it's going, you know, maybe it's like a wink, wink. It's like an under the table thing.
Could you imagine if I actually asked him, like, so the super chat money?
I'll get like
how much of that is actually going to us? Like, what?
When Andy was our boss at Christmas, we'd get like a $5 gift card to AMC. Right. That'll be the super chat money for all of us.
And it was always for one person, too. It was as if you could only go to the movies by yourself. Yep. There's no room for number two.
And then there became a point where $5 you were seeing half a movie for it.
Yeah. Well, then he switched.
Still loved it because it was appreciated.
Then he switched, though. He switched to the Scratchers.
Yep.
Which I think are a great. It's one of the best gifts you can give is a
My
Scratcher.
My neighbor got me two Scratchers two $10 Scratchers. Your boy won $50 for his birthday. Come on now.
That's fantastic.
He turned 20 into a 50 for my birthday.
Did you tell the neighbor this?
Yes, because now in my mind.
They feel like they gave you a $50
gift. They gave me $50 gift.
Right. Yeah. That's right. In many ways, they did.
Yeah. Now, if they give me $0 gift, it would have been like, well, that's just how you play the game.
I think he did a $5 Scratcher per person in this office for like 4 or 5 years after the movie ticket thing ran out. Yep. And I don't know that anybody came away with winning anything more than like $20.
I mean,
I certainly know I didn't win once.
I got a $5 scratcher. Might have also got a couple $1 scratchers thrown in there. I'm not saying I was a favorite, but what else did the chat say?
That's how you could tell.
You referenced this one earlier. Artificial Hips LLC commented earlier in the first hour. Said, but let's sit here and be overreactionary and try to do bits and comedy bits. Are you guys adults or 13-year-olds?
I would say we're 13-year-olds.
Probably closer to 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Do we think there are actually adults that work in sports talk? Is that a thing? I've not seen an adult.
There's a reason why we have a mortgage and kids and a wife is because it puts up the facade of us being adults.
Yeah. We're faking that part of it. Yeah. This is the real part
of
us.
It really helps. It really helps when you can say all those things. But yeah, no, we're 13-year-olds. It's fine.
All right, one more, Jake.
And when breaking down Dylan Gabriel's NFL debut, Cam commented, said, Brett Favre couldn't win with these receivers in this O-line. Real shame that Miles is wasting away here.
Could Brett Favre? Yes, he could. He's a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Like a franchise quarterback overcomes bad head coaches, bad O-lines. Like Lamar does not play in front of a good offensive line. They're just all fat.
You know, so outside of Miles yesterday talking about how he basically got exhausted at halftime because of the trip to London just wore him out, we haven't heard him actually complain too heavy about the team and the team struggles so far.
I think that might be the $40 million.
He's just content. Yeah. He's just happy now.
Yeah.
He's like one of those fat Buddhas. He just kind of hangs out.
He's like an offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens.
Good
like,
for him.
You get paid, you get up.
Buying it, though. We're going to get there eventually with Miles. At some point this season, the man will break.
Okay, maybe not this year.
He's done it every year they've stunk since I've been here, which is every year Miles Garrett's been here. Every year we've seen him, at some point, just lose it. It's not right now. Might be after the Steelers game, though. You know he cares about the Steelers games.
That's true. If only he has more sacks than TJ Watt. All right, thank you very much.
He's getting fed right now with the sacks. I don't think he cares as much.
No.
I think he's so focused on his individual stuff.
I have to admit, Jordan Addison wasn't the only person that got punished on Sunday. Apparently, Jordan Addison went out on a London excursion and got benched for the first half and basically the first quarter and most of the second quarter as well.
Find out what the London excursion actually was?
There was a video of him out with some rapper in London.
No, that was fake, though. I thought that
was... Oh, really is?
Yeah. Jax, help me out, because you know this type of stuff. That was a video Drewski put up, and I'm pretty confident that was just it was a fake and it was a decoy.
Yeah, I'm pretty...
I thought Drewski had more journalistic integrity than that. I mean, it's tough to see an icon go down like that.
The moment Drewski put it up, there should have been a lot of red flags that were waved by a lot of people. Yeah, no, that was not real, though.
I'm just going to tell you, there are a lot of people that might have had Jordan Addison in their fantasy football. I'm just saying, there's a lot of people out there. He's, I think, 78% rostered, 90% rostered, 50% started. Would be nice to have some transparency on that.
Didn't he make up for it with the touchdown grab and the three straight completions that he had in that fourth quarter?
Imagine what he could have done if he played for the first half.
All right, so you got a big beef here. You got a big beef with the NFL. Lay out your reasoning, and then I think you said you had a solution as well, which I'm dying to hear.
I just think the fact is, when it comes to the era of gambling and fantasy football and gambling on fantasy football, I don't think the soft launch of benching is actually doing the consumer any care. The NFL has to think about this. They talk about the integrity of the game all the time.
Yeah.
NFL teams play fast and loose with disciplinary and injury news because they want to protect some private advantage for themselves. But here's the thing. Big gambling companies have more insight into things like that because they're big gambling companies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Companies and have these direct partnerships with teams in the league now. That is a disadvantage to people that play the game. I don't think you can do this anymore. Like, if Jordan Addison gets benched for the first half, it should be out there. It should be a known thing because there's money on the line.
At the 11:30 injury report, that's when maybe they should come out with that. And you should have, like, if we're going to bench anybody for disciplinary reasons,
absolutely,
that's when we need to see it.
And honestly, the NFL itself needs to police this. They need injury and discipline scorecards, almost like the NFLPA scorecard for teams to try and keep them honest. The NFL needs it as well. Because frankly, the fact that I didn't know that happened, if this was a money league, I would be furious right now, even though I got the win. And Jordan Addison was a part of that. But no, you can't have a guy not out there for half a game, and then we weren't privy to the fact that wasn't going to happen.
I mean, I'm definitely for as much transparency as possible. I'm more for us getting more information. So I have no response to this in some sort of negative way. I just think it's dumb of the Vikings.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways you can discipline a player, keeping them out for the first quarter of a game that you need to win in many ways, and they needed to win this one. Like, that just seems dumb.
You know who loves?
I don't know that I could ever do it as a coach, to be honest.
You know who loves this kind of stuff?
Who's that?
It's a guy down the road in Berea that loves this kind of stuff too. I also hate it, by the way. I just hate the idea of, like, well, he didn't play in the first quarter. I guess he learned his lesson. No. His fantasy football. Or anybody that had an anytime touchdown on him that was sweating until the last moment of the game, those are the people that paid, not Jordan Addison, who still made his full game check, and Jordan Addison, who, oh, by the way, didn't have to take potential shots to the head for half a damn game.
He still got targeted 6 times, though. He was the second most targeted player, but he's such an impactful player. Like, I just think it's dumb to keep him out of the first quarter.
Does the NFL's lack of transparency with discipline and injuries bug you? Yes, Jordan Addison is on my fantasy team. Yes, it worked out. In this era of gambling and obviously fantasy sports, I think it's honestly, I think it is part of the integrity of the game, and it's pretty embarrassing that the NFL hasn't picked up on that
yet. I'd love to know what his props were, his receiving props going into the game and everything, if that was impacted relative to other weeks, because how is it not? If you find out somebody's not playing in the first quarter completely, I take him off the board.
It would have been good if I knew this was going to happen, because then I could have researched that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.